Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location, this is Real Spoilers, episode 213.
Lucky 213?
Lucky 213 and a milestone. Yes. Both lucky
who
and
knew?
A milestone.
Who knew?
Who knew at the end of 212 that we would one day make it to 213?
Yeah.
It's truly a touching moment.
What is that? It's not paper. It's not gold. It's not silver.
I'm just glad we all made
plaid.
It back. It's the turkey baster anniversary.
It's the turkey baster anniversary. Just hope you guys can't see me tearing up over here.
I'm just glad we all made it back from the bathroom.
It's all the sawdust from the construction. So this episode, we will be tackling Don't Breathe. But first, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Real quick, shameless plug, don't forget, we're available on iTunes. Please go there, rate, review, subscribe, stop by our Facebook page and say hi. Maybe chime in your thoughts on an episode or a movie or a funny line if we were to ever say one. You could report it back to us. I don't know.
Like Spaths from last week. Or
yeah.
I could hear more.
I could hear more. That was pretty funny. So, So you can do all that at facebook.com/realspoilers or on Twitter at realspoilers. So there we go. That's everything. We will now jump into the movie du jour. However, I don't speak. I don't speak foreign.
Speak of the French.
I don't speak foreign. So.
Oh, you speak American.
I speak American. By God. So Don't Breathe,
yeah.
Joe.
So, well, before we get started.
No, seriously, don't breathe.
You would do us all a huge favor.
We've been trying to get this to happen for many episodes now. So.
Dan, before we left, you said you didn't like the title.
I'm not a fan of the title. I think, although, you know, Kevin and I discussed this a little bit, the title is clearly like trying to appeal straight to the horror audience.
Absolutely.
And
it's not technically
about it,
a horror movie.
It's not a horror movie.
Yeah,
but,
we also
you know,
had that discussion.
We had that discussion.
It's billed like you think it's a horror movie,
yeah.
But at the end of the day,
it's just like
a thriller.
Yeah. I just think it's a kind of a lazy title, and I almost wish it was something like Rian Johnson. Okay, he's had Brick and Looper.
And Star Wars Episode 8.
Okay, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
But I mean, like his two main movies are Brick and Looper, and both of those movies, which are great movies, you didn't go, oh, wow, you're spoon-feeding me something. And now this one, they're spoon-feeding something that it's not.
Right. Did he have that Brothers movie? The Con Men Brothers movie?
Oh, gosh. The Matchstick Men?
No.
Four Brothers?
No. The Brothers.
Yeah, I want to say it was something like that.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like those, I just wish that this kind of veered into that because I think on one hand they're probably trying to appeal to an audience. I think they're losing an audience.
I think given his
audience,
the Brothers Bloom.
Yes,
that's it.
I think given his previous movie and how well that was received,
right?
I think that makes sense. Like, well, I understand what they're trying to do, but I also
I don't think horror movie fans are going to walk out of this and be like, I was tricked.
Yeah, no,
well,
no.
Well, that's like when somebody calls.
Because they would sound like an old gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what here, fella.
Man, are you doing the
here,
Joker?
See?
That's Jared Leto's the Joker, right?
Listen here, fella.
Man, I refilled my popcorn and I want to return my ticket. Post-haste.
That's pretty good.
I don't know, even know what's happening.
But it's almost like this is an argument I've had before where somebody, the reason Silence of the Lambs was labeled a thriller / suspense movie is because they wanted it to be in the Oscars. That's a horror movie. Yeah. Like, that is a straight up, like, to the point where they do a first person shot from the killer.
It was.
Like, that's a horror flick. This one, I think, is the, they flipped it. Mm-hmm. They did the opposite of that, where they tried to make it sound like a horror movie, but it wasn't.
Right.
But it's still, I do think it's still, like Dan mentioned, I think it appeals to the same demographic.
Yeah.
I think if you like horror movies, you'll like this, but I don't think that if you expected it to be a horror movie, I think like we both did walking out of the theater, it's like, oh, that wasn't a horror movie. It was a thriller. It was good, but.
Did you consider The Visit a horror movie?
Oh, I didn't actually see that one. Oh. I was on the podcast, but I didn't see it.
That's the one. Would you consider that a horror movie?
That's got so many scares and the crazy grandma into the porch.
Oh,
right?
That's true.
That's a horror movie.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's a horror
movie. But this, you know, just to go into it without hopefully spoiling too much, but I don't think you expect it. There's no ghosts. There's no supernatural. There's no, like, murderer. There's no chainsaw massacre. You know, it's nothing like that. It's got real people that could be real life, you know, characters.
Right.
These characters could be real and a situation that they get into, and it just plays out.
It goes from there.
So
yeah, just to get into it. So our movie starts off with our three main characters, who is it's not Shia LaBeouf.
Who they
be? Who they be?
Who is money?
Yeah, it's
money.
That, yeah, yeah.
Who is money?
It's got not Shia LaBeouf. It's got the guy you want to die almost immediately, and then you've got Mia from Evil Dead, from the Evil Dead remake.
They definitely,
yeah. You want that guy to die?
Man, like, Riff Raff.
Yeah, Riff Raff. Oh, or the guy from,
or James Franco. And
that guy
Breakers.
Too.
What was the
Chappie?
Who was the guy?
Oh, you're talking about the rapper?
Yeah.
Ninja.
Is that what his name was?
Ninja.
Oh man, you remember more of that than I do.
Well, because it's a band. Those two are a band.
But is that his name though in the movie?
Well, I think it is. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ninja. Because they're too dumb. They can't give him. That's like Tony Danza in Who's the Boss? We're like, no, just call him Tony.
Yeah.
Like, he won't know we're talking to him.
No, Ninja and Yolandi are their stage names. That's their characters in Chappie. Because they're from South Africa. They're a South African band, and the director, Neil Blomkamp, is South African. So he obviously knew about them and their street thug persona.
Is that what that was?
And,
okay. Anyway. So they're breaking into these houses, and they're deactivating alarms, and they're not the kid. I keep wanting to call him Logan Learman, and that's not who it is.
He's the kid from Goosebumps.
Yeah. He's the kid from Goosebumps. He's always saying, like, it's almost like Hell or High Water, where he's like, don't take, it's like stuff over $10,000. Like, after it's $10,000 worth of stuff, it becomes like a federal crime.
Yeah, it's
crime.
The same. Like,
he's the smart one.
He's the smart one. Yeah. He's playing. Yeah.
And also, like, we find out that his dad owns a security company in Detroit, and he's just deactivated. Yeah. He has all the alarms.
That's
he's got
the catch. Because at first I'm like, is he some kind of a hacker? Like, they get in there and he's turning off the alarm. It's like, how do you know how to do that? But that's the
Turns
catch.
His dad,
when he puts the key back after the first robbery, it's in a file, and you see a picture of the dad in a security uniform.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Was it It Follows also in Detroit?
It was. So I feel like It Follows was vague about where it was.
I think it was. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
it was because that thing
was like over on the other side of
because
8 Mile.
I think it's interesting that like Detroit is because of the conditions of Detroit is a supporting character in these sort of
It's dilapidated.
Yes. Escape from New York. They're going to go to Detroit instead of St. Louis.
It's Escape from Detroit.
Right?
No,
it's actually
just,
I was like, what?
But here's the thing. That one, it's going to be set in 2017.
Wait, are you serious?
No.
Oh, we're just, I was like, this is amazing.
You're just exceptionally gullible.
We talk about Escape from New York.
You get your car and you buckle up.
Yeah. And you go north.
You drive.
You just go north. Get out of Detroit.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, and it's pretty obvious from the get go that he is attracted or he likes the girl. And then, so they give you a little backstory on the kid, whereas like his dad is part of the security company.
So he has all the keys.
He has all the keys, and he's just kind of along for the ride. Like, they don't really tell you how all three of them kind of hooked up.
He's crushing on the girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like they kind of roped him into it, and he goes along because he likes the girl.
Right.
Like, he's trying to do anything to kind of get in her good graces. But unfortunately, there's a block named Money. Literally, his character's name is Money.
Who just needs to go.
Yeah.
And don't worry.
They do a good job setting up the, well, you know, when he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll step in.
Nobody's going to be sad.
Right. Yeah. So then we get a little bit of backstory on Mia. Where she, Mia, that's not her name. Her name was Mia in The Evil Dead.
Like, I don't remember. Say.
Yeah.
On Girl.
On Girl.
Her, it's Rocky?
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky. Okay. Yeah. So she kind of goes to her house, and she's got, like, you know, a deadbeat mom and a deadbeat boyfriend who's not her dad. And she's got her daughter. And you kind of learn that, like, she just wants to get the girl out. Like, she's not, it's weird. Like, sometimes they'll do this and they'll say that she's a drug addict or she's, you know, but she's just a girl in Detroit who's got a child
and that,
that
mom
wants to get out. That was another
she's
one
like
where
with
she's,
her scumbag boyfriend and like, go pick me up a pizza.
Was she's that
like,
her, you know, kid? That was Roxy's kid.
That was Rocky's mom.
Okay, it was her sister.
No, that was Rocky's
mom. The woman on the couch is Rocky's mom,
right?
And the little girl is Rocky's daughter.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was her sister.
No,
that's her daughter.
That's her kid.
Oh, okay.
So she's trying to get her out of that situation, but she doesn't have enough money to move out from her scumbag mom and boyfriend.
Right.
And the mom's
like, go get me a pizza.
And she's like, there's no money in your wallet.
She's like, you don't have any money. And she was like, well, you're making money. Look at your lips.
Yeah, you pay for it. Yeah, and then your lips are chapped. Is that how you're
making money? And of course, like, her daughter's sitting there, and you're just like, can the old blind guy come back in this house and kill these two people?
I know, they keep cutting back to the daughter. And I mean, even though the daughter doesn't understand, you're like, oh,
she understands.
Poor kid.
Don't get, like, that daughter, that girl is probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I have a 5 or 6 year old. She totally.
Oh, she knows how you make your money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't make jokes. Like, I can't sit. She'll repeat it. And I was like, no, you can't sit. Like, don't. Never mind. Don't say that.
But yeah, you're like, leave that address. Drop her license on the ground at the house.
Get out of here.
So, a Braille license, I guess. He wouldn't be able to just follow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just Braille. Yeah. So then the money is, I guess, is he.
Does a douchebag, yeah.
Well, yeah, but does he see it online as to, like, he got, like, a...
No, he's working with his
friends. He's working for... He gets the house. They steal Rolex, and he tries to... He goes to the fence to try to get
money.
That's
right. He goes to the
fence. He's like, you want this tip?
You want this tip or not? So we find out that there is...
a vet?
A retired... And this is... like, it's so weird to see the time progression, because for the longest time in movies, it was a Vietnam vet. It was a Korean War vet, and now we've gotten to an Iraqi war vet, and he's an old guy. Like, so it's just very interesting to see that progression. Like, this is where we are now.
I'm assuming Desert Storm, at least.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because I feel like he's too old to have been in... Iraq
if he had done Desert Storm and he was a career man and it was in his 40s, then that would make about sense.
Okay, so they go.
But I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that.
Now that it's been over a decade, a Vietnam vet is a 60 to 70 year old now.
No, right. So now you're going to start seeing people in their 30s in these movies that are
what's that
a Vietnam vet?
I mean, if a Vietnam vet went when they were in their 20s.
Right.
I mean, I'm 45. I was born in 70.
Yeah.
So Vietnam. I mean, so Vietnam ended in 70, so...
So I guess that would be right.
I mean, yeah, if they would be 60s. I mean, that's about the youngest.
I mean, my dad's 60, so I guess
60 is about the youngest they could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they kind of go case the joint, and...
But the guy is a vet that is blind.
He was blinded in the war. He got a bunch of money from a settlement from a rich family whose daughter killed his daughter.
Drunk driving.
And, you know, it's one of those times where they use technology in a kind of an interesting way, where he's got like a GoPro and he just kind of sets it up on a abandoned fence. Sets it on an abandoned fence and just watches the house for 24 hours.
I mean, he could have put it on a boomerang.
It's true. He's not Australian.
I don't know why he didn't just throw the boomerang with the GoPro, but whatever.
Or a batarang.
Yeah. I think there was more boomerang throwing in this movie.
So he watches the house, and it turns out that the guy never leaves. Like, he leaves to walk his dog, who is Cujo.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And so they decide, like, we're going to hit this. You know, they think he's got, like, $350,000 or $500,000. Yeah.
$300,000 is what they think.
$300,000. He had a settlement of some sort.
His
daughter was
killed in a drunk driving.
And
then
he got a big settlement. And he lives in a house in the only house that is occupied.
Correct.
In a neighborhood that is surrounded by
dilapidated,
abandoned houses and abandoned warehouses.
Yeah.
So, like, he's the only. Yeah. Guy.
So they're not worried about
this. Is
making
an easy
noise.
Take.
Well,
they also
say that, like, there's no cops out here.
No,
like, there's nothing out here.
It's gonna take them forever to get there.
Right. So they decide to go ahead and hit, like, not Shia LaBeouf is like, we're not doing this. Like, this is way beyond anything we wanted to do.
Lost
right,
his daughter.
Right, right, right. And he's like, this is way beyond anything we wanted to do. And they kind of call it, like, he's like, I'm not doing it.
Baraki's so, like, this is our ticket out. Like, we're done after this.
Yeah, so right. And they're going to have to hit, you know, and they never hit a home when they're, when they
in it
occupied,
right, right.
So I mean, there's so many like red flags for
it's all bad news.
Well, then they don't do money. They usually
that's the
do
thing is, like,
right.
just stuff. Yeah.
So
under $10,000,
under $10,000. So he goes home and he's, you know, he's like, I'm not doing it. And then he gets a text from Rocky and she's like, I needed to get her out of here. And initially I thought that text was from money.
Yeah.
Where I was like, he was like, I want to get her out of here.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean? Like, so that text message could be read one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
A, it's Rocky saying, I got to get my daughter out of here. Or it's money saying, I got to get Rocky out of here. So like they kind of, you know, and then you realize it's Rocky.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he's like, fine, we'll do it. So they go hit the house.
Oh, and of course, Money goes, I already checked. His house is on your dad's security route.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's they just like, kind of threw that in there. I'm like, okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
They go and they realize that he's not only does he have a single lock, but he's got like four deadbolts on the front door. And they're just like, there's no way we're getting in this thing. They also drug the Rottweiler. So they throw like, you know,
piece of meat with
you know,
sleeping medicine
pill.
Or something.
I just watched The Hangover 3 where he shoots a hamburger full of Demerol and feeds it to a dog. So they get in and then there's like this small window that only Rocky can get in. So she cracks the window and they climb in the window and she ends up letting him in.
Yeah, because this guy has, well, the front door.
The front door is completely bolted and he's got bars
in
the windows.
Way more locks than
are
keys.
This is your first...
Like, there's
look
a lot
and you're
of
like,
locks.
Something's
why are there
off.
So many locks on this door?
A lot of locks.
Yeah.
And this guy is very concerned with security, and at first you're probably thinking the money.
Yeah.
That's what you're led to believe.
Right.
He's got $300,000.
And he's also a blind guy.
Blind guy.
He's got to be careful.
By himself in a...
But something's a little off here.
Right. So she gets in the house.
She has to crack open the window.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, those windows that are built like that are hard to break.
Yeah.
Like, she hits it with like one shot. I was like, no. It would take way more than that.
Well, she's Rocky.
She's Rocky, yeah.
Don King was cheering her on in the background.
Not Don King. So she gets in and then she lets, I'm trying to think. Yeah, she gets
in. Well, at this point, they have 30 seconds.
She gets in.
So the security
activates the alarm. But we see the first thing, because I think what this movie does really well is everything they show is with a
you literally see Chekhov's gun.
Yeah, you see a bell.
Every single thing in this movie.
I love that. Yeah.
It's all
like
there.
Every single thing in this movie, they're like, going to see that again.
Yeah.
I like when they set it up.
She has a piece of glass.
Right. Right.
On the ground.
Yeah. Stuck in her shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah. They show you a cool shot going through the house under the kitchen table. There's a gun.
It was
a bell in the corner.
No, it was under his bed.
Under his bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Under his bed, there was a gun. But so like they go through in some really cool camera work.
They do. It's a cool tracking shot that they add CG to where they're going through levels of the house. But it's another like just
space.
Weird how that one would come up.
Yeah.
So she ends up, she deactivates the alarm. They let them in. They all take their shoes off so they don't make any noise.
I didn't see this one coming, but wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, that makes sense.
It's good. No, it's I didn't see. Yeah. I'm like,
The shoes.
Oh, take the shoes off so you're not as loud.
Right.
And I'm like, I never thought that would
be a
Chekhov's gun, you know, but...
You mean with not Daredevil in the house?
Yeah.
They're going through and they're trying to find all this stuff. And Money goes up to the old man's room. And
this was interesting how he created a gas grenade.
You thought it was like a gas bomb.
Yeah.
You know, just not like a bomb.
Like a smoke bomb.
A smoke bomb to put him to sleep.
Smoke grenade,
knock
you
him
should
out.
Say. Yeah,
right.
I was like, huh.
In a really creepy scene where like they're focused on Money the entire time. Like you see.
This was cool.
Like
yeah.
him kind of, they're pan around to him.
The first of many not jump scares.
Yeah, the first not jump scare.
We're talking about what's interesting in this movie, which I love, is, you know, horror movies for so long have suffered from cheap jump scares, the bad ones.
Right.
Yeah.
So this movie doesn't have cheap jump scares. They have not jump scares.
That are just
they
as scary.
Just, right. They're great, though, because they're not, it's not a loud noise thud that makes you jump. It's literally a stationary shot that just all of a sudden someone's there.
Right.
You know,
it's the opposite of a jump scare. And it's just like, It Follows was another one that
mastered
that, where you're just like,
oh,
like you would see it coming.
Yeah.
They're like, you know.
Yeah.
And oh, like, that scene on the beach where you think it's the friend and it's not the friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This was not jump scare one.
Yeah. Right.
So, he sets down the smoke bomb or smoke grenade, and then all of a sudden it cuts back, and Stephen Lang's just sitting up in bed.
Straight up. And it's one of those things where, like, if he isn't blind, that's not as scary. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
but because he's blind, like, he just has, like, a blank.
Because he's looking right at him.
Right. He's looking, technically, he's looking right at him, but he can't see him. So they set up. He sets off the bomb, and they go back downstairs, and they're just searching and searching, and they can't find anything. And then I'm trying to, like, they're.
Well, they find a locked basement, and it's padlocked.
It's padlocked, and it's got a deadbolt on it as well.
So they're like, well, it's gotta be.
This is actually a scene that I like, because the entire time Money has kind of played it that he's a tough guy, but he can't bust the lock off.
Yeah.
Like he's not strong enough.
So he uses his other tools.
Right. Yeah. Which a tool being a gun.
Yeah. Okay. And this is where I laughed to myself, because as they're showing that the lock on the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, ding dong. How about a screwdriver?
Right.
Because, you know, if you had a screwdriver, this movie would be over.
Right. You went right from a crowbar to a gun.
Crowbar to gun.
Yeah.
And a good Stanley ratcheting screwdriver.
But also, you know, it worked though in this case because
you're
this
a homeowner. But you're a homeowner.
That's it. Like, because the first thing I thought is like, screwdriver.
Yeah.
Duh. But it's like, this
come
money.
On, ding dong.
This money character would be like, I can't get this lock. Oh,
bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. You know, it's like, of course he would, because he's money.
Right. Right. So. He shoots. He puts on like a plastic bottle silencer.
He apparently has this arsenal of plastic bottles. Every weapon and tool he uses has a plastic bottle.
He's like a douchebag MacGyver.
He is.
Only non-recyclable plastic bottles.
Yeah. This was also the scene where Shia LaBeouf.
Well, in a way,
like,
he kind of has recycled it.
True.
That's true.
True. Yeah.
But these are no, like, number five. I checked the bottom of the bottle. These
right.
are no
he
number
only
five
uses
plastics.
Those. It's great. He's giving a new life to these non-recyclable bottles. It's
good job.
Shia LaBeouf is like, whoa. Like, we didn't say, like, we've just ramped this up a whole other thing by bringing a gun.
Was a mistake.
He's like, you've just given this guy a legal right to shoot us.
Yeah.
And of course, Mia.
And it's armed robbery as opposed to this petty whatever.
Yeah. Rocky is just kind of like, oh. We may have just crossed a line.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care. Like, at this point, she's like, I'm already here. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
So as he's trying to open the door, this is another one of those where the camera pans up and there's Stephen Lang standing in a doorway.
And you think he's knocked out because he's like, hey, he's gassed out. He's in La La Land. And all of a sudden.
There he is.
Standing there.
He's like alert, like, because he heard the noise and he's just standing in the doorway like, not looking around.
He kind of asks, like, who's there? And nobody really says anything.
Still seeming very... I don't know if you'd say meager, but he's not intimidating at this point.
He's the victim at this point.
Right. At this point, you're just like,
he's technically the victim the entire time.
They are stealing
money from the guy.
Well, you're feeling bad for
him. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Because they're robbing.
Right.
He's lost his daughter. He's lost his sight.
Yeah.
Up until this point.
He's still the victim. You are correct. And then this is where... Like, they're all kind of, like, backtracking. Like, they're trying to slowly get back out of the room, and this is where Money steps on the piece of glass? Or, no. Yeah. No, he steps on... Stephen Lang steps on the hinge.
Yeah, and then he goes down and feels, and he knows that's what was protecting the basement.
Right. But
Money goes, and this one, Money finally speaks up, and this is really good.
Well, Money talks.
Yeah, well, he does. This is, but what he says.
How long?
Oh, it's interesting.
How long have you been sitting on this?
Lying to wait.
What's good about this, though, is that at this point, we don't exactly know, but if you think back to what he says, he goes, I know what you've got down there.
Yeah,
from Money's point of view,
he's talking about the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Stephen Lang.
I know what you've got down there, man. So, and then, you know,
like, just let me go. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then,
and so this puts Stephen Lang into the mode of, oh, he knows what I've got
down
there.
This is a pretty cool scene where, like, he's got his hands up
and he keeps walking towards him.
Well, I have in my job, there are certain moves that you can, you know. So when he puts his hands up, to an untrained person, it looks like he's just moving forward. To me, I was like, oh, he's gonna get his gun.
Yeah,
like, he's got his hands up in a certain, like, it's, they're not like above his head, they're like making like a diamond pattern.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets close enough,
but Money's such a little bitch, it's he's not gonna shoot him, he's coming towards him and Money's like, don't test me, I'm gonna shoot him.
Well,
like,
he fires a shot like off to the
right,
side,
but it's like, Money's not gonna shoot
so like, he keeps moving towards him, and at the last pot he grabs the gun and disarms and, like, turns it around, and he was like, all right, man, I'm sorry, just let me go. And I don't think he...
Stephen Lang's like, how many are there?
Yeah, how many of you just are me? There? He's like, it's just me, it's just me. So,
and which this, I thought was admirable for this character. Right?
Yeah,
character.
Because he's looking at Roxy the entire time. And I was like, oh, he's going to rat. He's like, oh, there's
because
Not
Shy is already like...
He's gone.
He's like, ah.
He's out.
See you guys later.
He bailed. He was like, nope.
Yep.
I told you it was going to happen.
Yep.
So he ends up like in a pretty gruesome scene. He shoots money.
It's the and, money
like,
shot.
And, yeah, it was the money shot. Literally.
Yeah, though, that's coming.
Yeah. like through the jaw. And, you know, if you've seen Evil
that's
Dead.
That's coming too.
That's also true. Yeah. If you've seen Evil Dead, you know that Fede Alvarez has an affinity for doing cringe inducing violence. And he's very subdued in this one. Like, there are scenes that are not subdued, but nobody's cutting their tongue
This is
in
no
half,
Evil Dead.
And nobody's sawing off their own arm or slicing the sides of their mouth.
I think there's just the right amount of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because when it does happen, it has more impact.
Correct.
Because
this isn't a... Yeah.
And it's not horror.
Intended to be a gross-out movie.
Yeah.
No.
This isn't a horror film.
This is a
thriller.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And Evil, like, whether she sawed the sides of her mouth open.
Oh, I hated that.
That was tough.
And the mirror, didn't they break a piece of glass in the mirror?
I think that's how she was.
Is that? Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So now Roxy kind of retreats into this closet, and Not Shia LaBeouf has bailed. Like, he's out. He's outside already.
But he hears the gunshot, and
right,
that's
and
what
then
brings
he stops.
Yeah.
And then he thinks about he gets a text from Rocky, and she's just kind of like, you know, where are you? He's like, I'm outside. And he was so she's like, I'm still stuck in here. This is where Stephen Lang kind of walks into the closet. And of course, he has no clue that she's there. So this is one of the things that happens throughout the entire movie where your main characters can just kind of stop moving and your protagonist, I guess, or antagonist, he becomes the antagonist, has no clue where they are.
So it's like they're trying not to breathe, is what you're saying.
Weird. Yes.
Is that what you're...
I think that's what I'm
saying.
She's
covering her mouth.
She is covering her mouth.
Like the
much like
poster.
The poster.
Yeah.
So he ends up breaking apart this piece of the wall, and there's a safe in there. And
so it's like, that's where the money is. It wasn't in the basement.
Right,
so.
Right. So she sees, and it was weird, like, the code kept popping up. That was the one part where I was like, does that happen on those safes?
Not usually.
Yeah.
Like, where
she
safes don't usually show the code.
Where the code, like, just sits there for an extra 2 seconds?
Do.
Oh, really?
It's a hotel safes do that.
Oh.
Yeah, 2798.
Is that the code for...
No, that was the code for that. It was 2798.
Right. I guess hotel ones because... But I'm
they do.
I have a safe. I have a couple, like, most safes don't.
I'll let you know every time I travel, I lock away the valuables and my toothbrush.
Ooh,
interesting.
Always lock away my
hair on the side of caution.
Just in case.
Oh, man.
Because, man,
I don't want somebody's...
I don't want what they're doing with the toothbrush, I don't know. But they're not doing it with mine.
Okay? I'll tell you that right now.
I'm not.
He's like, that's an urban legend I've chosen to believe.
No, they had one of those things, you know, those Nightline things where on like the hotel
cleaners.
And I was just like, nope. And so everybody thinks I'm crazy. You go ahead.
You go ahead and brush
your teeth with that. So I'm going to get mine out of the safe.
Right.
So the code pops up on there, and we look, and he's pulling out money. So
you don't know what's in there. You assume that's money, but he's putting his hand on it.
It sounds like paper. He's grabbing, you presume. Yeah.
So at this point, he starts to clean up money. And it's like he goes downstairs, and no, he doesn't. He,
well, we don't know where he goes at this point.
He gets like a trash bag, and it's pretty odd. Like, he's very methodical about how he's cleaning him up.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so this is your next tip off here. So normally someone breaks into your house, a robber, you defend yourself, whatever, you call the cops, right?
He's
got
not
a security
call the cops.
He's cleaning this one up himself, which is your next clue to, like, why?
What is going on?
Why is he not?
What is in the basement? He's not calling the po-po.
Yeah. So he puts a bag over money's head, and then we go back to the girl in the closet.
Yeah.
And she gets into the safe, and
she takes
starts pulling out.
And then she realizes she's like, there's more here than
And Shia comes back.
Yeah, Shia not comes Shia. Back for her.
And I think she says there's $1 million.
I thought she said $500,000.
He knows the math. Again, he's like the savant.
Yeah.
And he knows how much is in a stack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like...
It's over 500,000.
He's like...
They say $1 million.
There's at least $1 million.
Do they say $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a...
There's way more than we thought.
Yes. So while I saw this movie, there was an older couple sitting in front of me. And this movie gets progressively worse. Not worse in a bad way. Like, it's a I love this
movie. Right, yeah.
But, like, there are things that happen. And just watching these two, like, their reaction.
It was like a show within a show.
It was fantastic.
I had a lady sit next to me at the screening, and she wasn't
a critic
older.
Or just, like, a...
And I was impressed, but I've never seen her before, so she must have just, like, got tickets somehow, you know? And she sits down next to me, and she's like, oh, I love horror movies. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And she's like, do you love horror movies? I'm like, yeah, I'm indifferent on horror movies. And she's
right.
like, okay. And so, like, as this film progresses, she gets more and more vocal about, oh, this movie's awful. This is just the worst movie ever. And, like, people around her are like, lady, will you shut up, you know? And then I felt bad because the guy running the screening was the same guy who ran the screening of Give Me Shelter, where, if you remember, I had the major run-in where I left the screening. I got in a yelling match with these people wouldn't shut up.
Right, right.
And later he was like, I was so worried because it was happening to you again. I was like, you know, this lady was irritating, but I will say this. At least she was having a reaction to the film, you know?
Yeah.
You know, these other people were just talking.
Just awful.
You know? But she's just going on and on about how bad this movie is. And I was like, when you sat down, you said you loved horror movies. I'm like,
right.
Well, is the last horror movie you saw, like, Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein? Like, this is the state of modern horror. Like, this is, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And the ultimate irony is like, the more she disliked the movie, the more she was really commenting unintentionally on how effective the movie was, because the movie was doing to her exactly what it intended to.
Yes. It's making her uncomfortable.
Yeah, like,
which is kind of what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what it's doing.
Right.
Like, I just thought
that's
it was
fantastic.
It was really fascinating. Like, I think that's part of why I wasn't even that upset about it. I was like, well, this is riveting. Like, this movie is good. It's doing. For the first hour, like, I was like, on this movie, 45 minutes maybe. And then when we get to the review, that's when the movie, to me, really kicks into high gear.
Yes.
And then it becomes something special. Because before that, I was
very
just,
run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
They do a job of getting you to, like, you have to balance it. You have to balance, like, your sympathy towards the victim at this point. You also have to sort of feel.
Well, he's always the victim. He's just not always the sympathetic one.
Correct.
And then you have to feel for at least. I mean, you want somebody to root for, and you do kind of. And when they showed the daughter, you're like, "Well,
that's
everybody
wants to be rooting for.
Everybody cares about the little girl,
right?
And then the one guy who's trying to get out, but he also cares about the little girl. So I mean, they do a good job of like. Trying to sway your feelings, because there's, you know, you gotta have a good guy and a bad guy.
It's like it's like rooting for the good old bank robbers.
Yeah,
the last
yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's like they're not
like money getting killed. Nobody cares.
Right, right. You want these two,
and your sympathy kind of keeps shifting though.
Yes, right.
You know, in terms of like who's right, who's wrong. Like,
exactly.
Didn't pull a gun on the guy. Money did. So it's like, and they were against that.
Yeah,
so
but at the same time, that guy's not going to know. Like, that guy doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know.
That all he knows is there's people in my house and they pulled a gun. So he's not going to be able to go, well, these two,
all right.
And remember, these people know what's in the basement, quote unquote.
Yeah. And at this point, at this point, he because he's checked. And he only thinks there's
one.
Yeah.
So he goes into Stephen Lang goes into his kitchen. Mm-hmm. And again, I was just like, is he Daredevil? Because his sense of smell is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it happens to you.
That's true. So he starts sniffing, and he's just kind of like, what is he?
Just thought he had a fetish.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? And then he ends up sniffing a pair of shoes.
Right.
And
he kind of trips over him. He walks.
He has a fetish.
He walks into the other room, and he kind of trips over him, and he feels down, and
he
feels
grabs
two pairs.
And he grabs the one pair, and then, like...
He's like, there's two shoes.
There's a second, and then
then he reaches,
and there's a third shoe.
But then there's another shoe.
Yeah. So now he knows.
There's definitely another person.
At least two more people. Oh, right. Yeah, no. Because what's his name? Not Shia LaBeouf has put his shoes back on.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, they're very... smart about like maintaining like the order of this movie.
Correct. Yeah. So at this point they realize we got to get out of here. So they start to go into the basement, and they open the door, and there's no steps. There's no steps in the basement, which again, I was like, that's weird.
Yeah. A ladder.
There's a ladder. So
I don't like a a basement with a ladder.
No. Nope.
Like, I wouldn't I wouldn't buy that house.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, can you put steps
especially
in?
Especially if you're blind. Open the door and then whoops.
Yeah, it's like, well, that seems...
You're sleepwalking in the middle of the night.
Especially challenging.
Right. Yeah. So they both get into the basement and... they're just kind of making their way through. Mm-hmm. They're trying to look for... So what they're also looking for is the... On the outside of the house, there was like a storm cellar door. So they're like, if we can get to that, we can get out. We can get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think... And in the meantime, I think that Stephen Lang comes up from the basement with... We like there's a kind of a jump scare, you would say, where they're ready to get out, and I think he pops out of the basement and he starts boarding up
yeah.
the house.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
correct.
That's why they're heading down to the basement to try to get out from that cellar they saw
right,
earlier.
The cellar
but
door.
He's locking them in. He's yeah. like boarding
they are
up
locked
windows.
In. Like that's at this point.
Yeah. So they're trying to get out through that.
Right. So so they go in the basement. This is the scene where all of us. And it's another jump. This is a jump scare where. The lights kind of turn on and all of a sudden this brunette
yeah
is chained up and start and just like goes full speed at the front of the camera and you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, is that?
Yeah, what the
this is when everything goes I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And this is what was in the basement.
Right. So Rocky ends up figuring out through like news clippings.
She saw a news. Oh, because they're she trying to walk away. Like, we got to get out of here. And she's holding up a newspaper article
yeah.
of.
And she's like, she's pointing to the picture.
Yeah.
And then so Rocky's like, oh, like this is the girl.
Cindy is.
This
her
is
name,
the girl who killed his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shia is like, and
in a makeshift prison,
sort of prison with flowers,
like a padded
yeah.
pillows.
Cell.
Right. Yeah. So she ends up talking her into getting her out. So they find the keys and they see another safe and just so happens to have the exact same code.
So this is guy's
yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
yeah.
I thought it was maybe the daughter's birthday because it was like what
I was thinking that too.
What was it?
2798
98. So, 98. Oh, so I was thinking
yeah.
it's probably his daughter's
she
birthday.
Could, it could be
2798.
Yeah.
So you would make something like a password that you use a
yeah.
lot codes.
So they find the keys. They find the set of keys and it's got all these different blue ones. They realize that not only are these the keys to the locks for her, they're also probably the keys to the locks on the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So they get her out and they're going to get out. They're going to, you know,
it's like a cellar door.
It's a cellar door. And as they pull the cellar door,
it's a seller's market.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is Stephen Lang again.
Yeah.
Man, this guy is a ninja
waiting for them.
Yeah. Waiting to go out that way,
man. He just pops up like for a blind guy,
you know,
man.
This
his favorite movie's Book of Eli.
Yeah. Yeah. he put his name out to be Cable.
But this was this was a good scene though. I like that when you're like, oh, they're gonna get out, or you know, I thought the dog was gonna be there.
That's what I thought
too. The dog was gonna wake up. Boom, opened up, it's Stephen Lang with a gun.
With a gun.
Boom.
And shoots Cindy.
He kinda clips the
shy,
kid's
not Shia in the ear.
Yeah. And then boom, shoots the girl.
Shoots her in the face.
Yeah.
I love that this movie had real stakes. Like
yeah.
Like people keep dying. Like
yes.
Not in horror movie. Like we're going to introduce somebody that doesn't matter. It's yeah. like there's very few people right. in this movie, and they keep getting killed.
Dying.
Yeah.
And every time they introduce somebody, you're like, oh no.
And so this is really interesting too, because at this point we're still like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
He's got a girl trapped in the basement. We figured out who she is, but then when they run away and he feels that she's got the jacket, like the straight jacket on and the contraption,
right.
he starts crying and holds her in his hands, and you're like, okay,
what is
the
happening?
Hell? So you're led to believe, okay, so when
yeah.
he's kidnapped the killer of his daughter, now she's dead, but he's crying? Like,
yeah.
What?
Well, also, they've got a really good scene where...
It's great. I love all these clues they keep dropping because they're
yeah.
not... You
no,
don't know.
Not
it's
telling
it's
you
a
anything.
Mystery the whole time.
They film an entire, I would say, a 5 to 10 minute scene in blacklight. Not blacklight, but
total
like
blackness.
Night vision.
You know, yeah. It's funny. Like, I really think this movie will play better on home video.
I think it might.
Because one of the things I was really kind of bummed about when I saw the film is how bright
yeah.
theaters are
oh,
these days.
Yeah.
And that, and so, like, you never really got to capture how dark it was.
Right.
Because the ancillary lights in the theater itself were so bright.
Sure. And yeah. that scene itself is filmed. It has to be filmed, not in complete darkness. It might.
I think
have been.
It might be. I think it might be a computer effect.
Oh,
I think they
really?
Maybe dilated their eyes to make them look like they were widened.
Yeah.
But I think they put a filter. But I like how they did it. The actors probably
Had them more contacts too.
Oh, yeah,
color contacts look like dial-y.
Yeah.
But you know what I think they did is I think the actors did a really good job of acting like they were in the dark and just staring straight ahead or whatever and feeling
around. Feel it
around. And then they put the filter that looks like night vision and it made you believe they filmed it in the dark. Like
there's so Stephen Lang is moving throughout, but he knows where everything is.
He's feeling around, he's got stuff,
and he knows.
And he also has like little. He has like a windmill on one shelf.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he's got,
I guess
like,
we should
a bell. Like he has
land
the
basement.
So the reason he knew that up. Because, the reason he knew they were in the basement is because she moved.
Oh, yeah.
And it rang a bell.
Yeah.
That you saw earlier, so he knew that there was people in the basement. So yeah.
But and the way he's got his basement set up is like he can just go by touch. Like,
right.
This is this shelf.
And they're just trying to run around.
Like, he can just scoot around.
Right.
He really should clean the place up. He really let that basement go.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I was thinking. A lot of paint buckets and disorganized shelves. That guy.
So I'm trying to think. Do they get back upstairs? They get back upstairs, and then like they're trying. I'm trying to think because. So much happens.
Yeah,
so
I think that
fast.
Guy dies four more times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they keep teasing
not
that they're,
Shia is the
yeah they keep teasing that they're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Spoilers. So
yeah, where does it progress? Like oh, I mean, but they're in that really good basement scene where they're feeling around, and one of the really creepy scenes is that Rocky it doesn't know where she is in complete darkness and is reaching out towards Stephen Lang.
Oh, that was
luckily,
that was a good one.
The kid makes a noise
sound, and he kind of
goes
away.
The other way, but she was about to grab Stephen Lang.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, oh no, like what a stressful moment.
I'm trying to think of how we got to where he is. He divulges his plan.
Well, that's a while. That's the end almost.
Is it?
Towards the end. Yeah.
Okay.
But do they knock him out and run upstairs? They run upstairs somehow. He knocks a shelf over on him.
He's going to
choke out the kid from behind the shelf.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah.
kid puts all his weight, his legs are on the opposite
and
shelf.
Knocks a shelf over
so
on him.
So they're like, we got to go. So they run up the thing. And
right.
They get out. They
keep thinking they're going to call the cops. And he's like, we can't call the cops.
Yeah, because
like,
now
we've just robbed this guy. B
even at this point they're no at this point because she's like no it's a kidnapping like they're not we're not going to get in trouble but he's like yeah but you don't keep the money
right that's
so
gonna
at
have
this
to
point
come
they
back.
Have to decide their lives are at stake and getting this guy justice for what he's done
right.
or getting the money
or getting
so
the money.
It's a
and know. It's you know it, which is an interesting
conflict it's a really good
have.
Yeah
so they get back upstairs at this point the dog has woken back up mm-hmm. So not Shia is they're running through the house and not Shia run they run into like this I assume it's his daughter's room
and they
start to board it up and they put something in front of it and then she goes through a vent
like yeah the only way to get out I
is
mean
because all the doors work. And everything is, well, is
yeah
are,
there's bars on the windows
which are there because the dog pounces at him and knocks him through a window
I don't know how that happened
there
were definitely bars in the windows and yes I don't understand how he fell out because I'm like those were just
yeah
bars.
If you could fall out that window
so
you could
I don't get that
the
maybe there was something we missed but I'm positive there were bars
unless
those,
he knocked it off
or else
maybe.
They would have broken the windows and escaped out
well,
so
that was the only, I was like how do you get out
yeah
get
in
out?
The movie
I mean,
just kind of
the window
I let it go but yeah so she's in the vent the dog pushes
knocks
out
him out and you think at this point now you think he's dead
and he falls on a
he
glass
falls, he falls on a sunroof
skylight
so we
sunroof.
Saw earlier
right
with intent because they showed that sunroof specifically like when they were doing the pan
we're
through the house
we're gonna come back to this
we saw a hammer we saw that
right
so he's kind of knocked out and bleeding from his head and there's little cracks in the sunroof so you're like is he gonna fall through it and meanwhile Stephen Lang I think is walking around below
he is he's like I don't know if he's cleaning stuff up or if he's
I think he's looking for him but you know he isn't really sure. So they're like, oh, is he going to fall on him? What's going to happen?
Yeah. So Rocky is like army crawling. It's like Alien where he's she's army crawling through these ducts. And then all of a sudden, this Rottweiler.
He's
get,
good.
Yeah.
He's
he, good. He jumps up into the vents himself.
The really large air ducts.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, I had a Rottweiler. He's 100 pounds. I don't think he fits in those vents. But then,
I said the same thing about this game Deus Ex I'm playing where the main character climbs through vents constantly.
Yeah.
There was even a meme online where like there's an air conditioning company, an HVAC company going up to like this place that you have to break into talking to like the main guard. And the main guard's like, all right, so you're installing these vents now. Did you make sure they're extra supported? Because, you know, we need to make sure they can carry a large load through there. And the guy's like, yeah, we installed the highest quality, you know, because it's like, so your character is just walking through these vents through the whole facility. Thought the same thing here.
Same
I'm
thing.
Like, dang.
It's dog is just, and the dog is army crawling, like he's going,
yeah,
right,
it was
after
cool watching the dog crawl, yeah, through, yeah,
it was, that was actually pretty yeah, creepy to see it was, him move like that. So
they cut back to the kid
who starts to wake up
and roll over,
yeah,
and he makes a noise, and then all of a sudden
the whole
from the next story up,
oh yeah,
Stephen Lang pops out the window and shoots him in the gut.
No, he doesn't shoot him,
yeah, he shoots him and he falls to the glass.
No, he doesn't shoot him, he shoots the glass.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because he wouldn't be able to move.
Like, well, because he was injured the whole rest of the movie. I was pretty sure that he was shot in the...
Oh, I don't know. I just...
I'm pretty sure he shot him, but I
thought
know.
He shot him.
Oh, okay. He shot him in the gut.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he shoots the kid through the glass.
Yeah, and then he ends up falling through the glass.
But man, this is another one of those things where Stephen Lang just pops out, like, wherever he is. You know, but his sense... He knows his house, and his sense of... You know, smell
direction,
and hearing
smell
is,
and
you know, so it was kind of cool to see
he
him. Those were those not jump scares, but like, bam,
yeah,
he's
his radar sense.
Yeah.
That's how I found him.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so she's like, she is now in a spot where she can't go anywhere. Like, she's trying to get across this big gap into another part of the vent, but the dog is like right on her.
Yeah.
So she ends up falling like through this. And I don't. Like, when they flashed back, when they go back to her, I wasn't even sure how she fell.
She fell, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, it was a vent that sort of forked.
I didn't know she was, like, injured. I just thought she fell forward, but they come back to her, and man.
Pretty messed up.
She's messed up.
Her arms,
when
like,
she's moving, yeah, you hear cracking.
Cracking, yeah.
I was like, ugh.
So, I'm trying to think. So, this is where Not Shia ends up, like, crawling into the work shed, and Stephen Lang is, like, just on him. And I'm trying to... Did they get into a fight?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So he finds the body of money in the
right,
corner.
Right, right, right. So they're fighting and they're, you know, they're going... So Stephen Lang, he ends up... he has a hammer. Not Shia LaBeouf. Has a hammer. And...
is this after the hallway scene?
What's the hallway scene?
The long hallway fight scene?
Yeah, 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 right. It's all... Yeah, all one shot. That's all it is. They're getting into a fight. Finally, Stephen Lang gets the upper hand and he's got this pair of shears. And, you know, they do it in, like, you don't see Stephen Lang. You just see, like, the shears.
But he's got him dead to rights.
Oh,
he's got to get dead to rights.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
shears
at this point,
over
like,
his head.
Since they've already killed money and they've already killed the other girl, you're like, I think everybody's fair game.
So
there's
the
nobody.
Shears go right into a body.
Well, they go right in.
Boom.
Yeah. And you're just like, well, okay. Just,
so that's
just
that.
Nice
right away. Yep.
Just Rocky.
So
that's all we've got left.
That's it. And so she finds, like, an air escape. Like
it goes out,
to the outside, so she's actually able to kick it open.
Right, she kicks it open, she falls out of it,
and she goes to the car. Right,
she
runs to Money's car eventually.
Like, no, maybe because I feel like the car scene is in the daylight, and I feel like when she kicks it out, it's
where
still,
does she go then?
Oh, because she gets caught again.
No, he pulls her. She's kicking out the vent.
That's right. He pulls her down,
and she's kicking it. It's an iron vent. It's like Kong.
Right.
Man, and also the hand reaches up. And
another
he pulls
one
her down.
Where man, he is.
So this is where we get the reveal.
Yeah,
where now she is chained up.
Yeah,
and he kind of says, he's like, you know, you took her from me. She took my daughter.
What were your thoughts, first of all? What were your guesses of what he was doing? To me, I'm like, he's just trying to adopt another daughter. Like, she killed the drunk driver, killed his daughter, so he took her captive. And
I had no idea.
But then, you know,
at first when he's like, she took my daughter, so she needed to replace my daughter. So
right,
my first thought was he was going to treat her as if she was his daughter.
Yeah, so that was my guess.
That was my
which
initial.
His reaction when she's dead then makes sense.
Right, that was my initial interpretation.
So my first thought was he sounds like Bane.
You have my permission to die.
She
was my daughter.
His speaking voice was interesting. That's
very
Stephen Lang talks, right?
I think he's British.
I don't know about that, but I thought it was very guttural. But I also think he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't think it was.
He doesn't use his. He doesn't have to use his voice.
No.
He lives
by
himself.
Right.
Just, it was just interesting that when
very,
he first opened his mouth, I'm like,
because he's the bad guy in the new Conan but the Conan reboot.
But he's the guy from Avatar.
He's the
big
bad guy
general.
From Avatar. Yeah.
So he has an American, you know, tough guy voice. So when you hear him in this, you're kind of like, huh.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think that adds to. Him,
you
know? But we also, you know, you get that you get off of that pretty quick because she's chained up.
She's chained up, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And he was like, "She was pregnant
with my daughter."
With my daughter, and it's just kind of like, she was pregnant.
Because, you know, she took my child,
she was going to give me another one. And
so then
you're
like,
but then he goes, "Oh, I'm not a rapist," and at that point, I was like.
But yeah, exactly. At that point, like, okay, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah.
That's not soup.
So how is she pregnant with your child, but you didn't rape her?
Didn't
You're saying
rape her.
She was willingly able to do this? So then he goes to his cryogenic chamber, his like Jurassic Park where all the DNA is kept, and gets out the sample.
He gets out a sample and he puts it on a hot plate.
And he did dispose of the body, by the way.
He did.
There was a hole in the floor.
And what did he fill it with?
Tar or something. I don't know. That was something I was like, I don't know what that is.
I was guessing it was, like tar that would harden and just totally
and wash over the whole thing.
So the girl
is gone.
Is gone.
Yeah, and they'll never find her. That's long. She's long gone. So he starts to hoist her up, and the way that she is hoisted up, and I was just like,
he's not a rapist.
He's not a rapist. And oh no. So he takes a knife and he starts cutting up her
pants.
Not up the leg, like up the important
not
part.
Where
her lady business is. And I was just kind of like,
so you're putting the 1 + 2 + 3.
Sweet.
And then I think God's so uncomfortable at this point.
Yeah. And I think the last equation is when he grabs a turkey baster. And then you're like, no.
You're like, wait. It's not Thanksgiving.
Hold on. He's treating it tonight.
So this is the scene where the couple in front of me, the woman's like, oh no. Oh,
me and
no,
Dan.
No.
And my lady was like, throws her hand up, and she's like, Lord Jesus. And I was like, and just to clarify, she's not black. Like, she just starts talking like that. It was, the whole situation was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So he goes to a sample and puts the
turkey baster. Just a little bit. He takes the whole jar.
Oh, it's
jar.
A whole baster.
Yeah, it's a whole baster.
He's been planning for this day.
Oh, and the cinematography now, like,
now
involved.
We, when you see how much semen there is, you know how he went blind.
Yeah, that's right.
They warned you. They warned you. Everything connects. Like,
but seriously. But think about it. The cinematography that went into the shots of him carrying down by his side.
Well, he's got it carrying, and then like,
and then stuff is dripping out of it.
Like, it's so nasty. Semen is like dripping, out of the baster. And then out of nowhere comes not Shia LaBeouf. Like, he's about
to
wake up.
And the head,
it turns out that he stabbed Money's body.
Which is cool. I love that, because you don't see it coming. You see the body that he discovers earlier, and then you see Stephen Lang with the hedge trimmers over his head, and boom, into a body, which clearly he doesn't know which one. You know,
And he thinks there's only two.
Yeah.
At this point, he still only thinks that there's... Oh, no, I guess he knows that there's three
in there.
I think
he knows, But still, he stuck it into a body. And, you know.
It was called it a
no
day.
Noise.
Which he's about to do again.
He's about to. Hey!
This was just like... Me and Dan, I think, just turned to each other like...
I didn't know... Like, when they get to the next scene, and I didn't realize what was going to happen until it happens, and you're like,
Oh! Well, first of all, it's interesting. In this scene, this isn't blood. It's not guts. It's not brain matter. It's not gore.
I feel like this is worse.
But I'm just saying, like
this is interesting, way worse.
We've seen all this stuff. Evil Dead, the girl's just covered head to toe in blood, and you've seen all this gruesome stuff.
She pulls her own arm off at the socket.
And this is just...
so much grosser.
Fluids?
So much
turkey
more gross.
Baster, and yet
that's
you
okay.
You get the same reaction.
So I meant to ask, so there's a scene in the beginning of this where Money is in the house.
Uh-huh.
And is he taking a piss, or is he jerking off in the house?
You know what?
I thought he was jerking off.
I thought he was, but then you decided to just skip it.
But the liquid that was coming
out.
That's
what I was like. That's not normal.
I just skipped it.
I thought the same thing, because I'm like, is he really doing that?
I just bypassed it.
But it was like,
what else did you know? You're going to get more of
it. I even thought, I hope we don't talk about that.
But it was like a...
I didn't want to...
He was like, he had a stupid grin on his face.
It was like a hose shooting out.
Just another thing to establish him as somebody that we didn't care if he died.
Right.
So
Shia LaBeouf comes down, like,
so he's about to carry out the procedure.
Yes.
Very close.
And then all of it, he gets cracked upside the head by
hammer.
Hammer time.
Never mind. And then like
twice.
Hits him twice, knocks him out, and then he gets Rocky down, and then lets her go.
And
they handcuff Stephen Lang to a pipe or whatever.
Right.
So at this point, you're thinking, I'm not feeling too bad.
Like, okay. We can get out.
Yeah.
We got the money. He's chained up.
Well, I'm
he's
thinking,
buying their
don't
silence.
Leave him.
Right.
Don't leave him. Don't leave him.
We're thinking,
don't leave him, please.
Don't, you know, like I would probably just not want to finish this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right.
But he's also
buying.
Well,
they don't want to murder anybody.
No. And, you know, what's his name? Numbers is like, Brains is trying to say, well, you know what? He's buying our silence because
let's just go.
You know,
he goes, you got what you came for.
Yeah,
just leave.
Just leave. He can't call the cops.
No.
We can't call the cops.
No.
We can get out of here.
Just
we're good to go.
So it should all be fine from here on out.
So she takes the turkey baster.
Oh. Yeah.
And she just right into his mouth. And just the whole, and just, yeah.
Squeezes right the plunger, the mouth. And yeah, it's just coming out of his mouth. And it's just, if it was bad enough before, but when we saw that scene, it was just like,
and this is where the woman in front of me just lost her mind.
I'm sure.
Just lost her crazy mind. And it was great.
And her husband's like, so what I'm asking for is not that bad. Like,
you realize it's nowhere near that much.
Yeah.
I don't, it's fine.
On either level.
On either level.
All right. It's amazing that out of all the horror movies that they're still able to keep things fresh and come up with new ways
to speak.
So I will say, I've been watching horror movies a long time. I feel like semen is a thing that I've never seen.
I've
in a horror, like,
never seen it used as a
weapon.
Like a weapon.
You know, like never ever.
This
right?
Is
like I'm
gotta be one of the first
semen in a horror movie.
I mean, it's blood or it's guts or it's
but like
brains
in this
or
use to where it's used as a tool.
I don't think I've ever seen it in a film that is not rated triple X. Yes.
Oh, like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Nah.
So they get up the steps, they climb back up the ladder, they close the door. At this point, they can't latch the door because it's still broken from before.
But he's handcuffed. No way he'll get out. Right?
So, man.
So they're trying the keys.
They're trying the keys, and they get everything unlocked. And then all of a sudden,
there he is.
Shia LaBeouf gets shot. Not Shia LaBeouf, gets shot in the back.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then there he is. And I thought he had pulled a saw and cut his own hand off. But he just pulled the whole thing off the wall, which gives an idea. Like, you get, they kind of, it's almost like in The Visit.
He understood his setup.
Right. Yeah, but also in The Visit, like, where they kind of drop hints as to how strong that grandpa was.
Right.
Where, like, he's throwing those hail bays without even batting an eye.
Yeah. Chopping wood.
Chopping wood, doing all that stuff. In this one, Stephen Lang is pretty well built, but he's able to overpower money. He's able to overpower, like, he's choking out not shy. So,
but he's also an army. I mean, as far
as tactically,
but
what I'm saying is, like, the idea that he could rip off a pipe.
It was just like a leather
strap. But it might, what it was chained to might have just been a
rig. It was pretty, I mean, it looked like,
or a piece of drywall that he just pulled.
It didn't look like it didn't look like much.
Right.
Honestly, it looked like
that. As soon as they handcuffed him to, it was handcuffed to another, like, rope. And I'm like, not going to hold. Because remember, there was, like, a long string of rope.
That's right. It was like,
the handcuff was on that.
It was like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It was like that last scene of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo where, they've got, what's his
the
name?
The garage door opener or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Strung up.
Yeah.
But no.
She gets out twice. Is this the scene where she gets out for the first time? Because she ends up getting the what's his name's car.
Yeah, she escapes for after this.
But then so the opening scene of this movie,
I think
is,
she gets the door open.
Is her drag?
Yeah.
Is he? Is her dragging?
And then she walks out the door.
She gets the opening out. Scene is him dragging her down the street. But that's after he gets her. From
she's
the
only
car.
Out once.
She's
the car
because
okay. I mean,
so
she got out. Okay.
This movie opens with, like, you know what's gonna we're gonna end up at this point.
Yeah, right. This
was interesting because I don't know. I didn't connect it. I didn't know who that
you
girl
know
was.
That you're gonna.
Did you?
I had a pretty good idea.
And they showed his gray hair, so it was like
I knew it was him pulling someone, but I thought maybe it was his dead daughter.
No.
Car accident. I couldn't really.
No, he's dragging her down a street.
I'm just saying I didn't.
And he was dragging her over like a tar mark.
Right.
Blood.
Oh, that's true.
Because it looked like she was bleeding.
That is true.
When
when
he was dragging her, but he was actually dragging her down, you know, just
Main
a really
street.
Sloppy, sloppily maintained street with just tar marks. Because it looked like, I was like, oh my God, she's bleeding.
I thought
out.
It was blood too.
So there is that whole scene where she gets to Money's car.
And she's like, you can't, there's nothing, you know.
She's yelling at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You can't
nothing
touch
you can
me.
Do.
You can't
and
find
then,
me.
And there's that dog.
He lets that Rottweiler go. And she's.
Release the hound.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's booking. Like, she's trying to go. And again, this dog is like jumping over fences and doing whatever.
No, he's not. She jumps over a fence and the dog is just like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's weird because fence. Like, I was like, there's all the little, like, you jumped into a vent.
I know, right?
I'm pretty sure
that's
you can
what I
clear
thought,
this
like,
fence.
That fence stopped him? But so that bought her time to get to the car.
Right. So she gets to the car.
She gets in and she tries the old Terminator.
T2.
Yeah, the old T2 visor keys.
So at this point, Cujo is attacking the car, and she ends up devising. And this is another thing.
And that
like,
douchebag doesn't even have automatic windows.
Well, yeah,
not
an old car.
An old Camaro.
I'm just saying that.
It's an old Camaro.
Money can't even. He thinks he's so cool.
So cool.
Couldn't even install automatic window
not
upgrades.
An old Camaro.
So she ends up. She realizes that she can get. She's stuck in the car, and she knows that this. Because so the dog is like sitting on top of the
like
car.
Waiting.
Well, I think he's barking to let
right. He's like marking the territory.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a hunting dog. It's like, it's here.
Here
like,
we go.
Yeah.
So she devises this plan where she's going to go into the trunk because the whole back bucket seats can flip down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she has like this big old latch and she opens the trunk. And then as the dog jumps into the trunk, she's going to pull it closed and push the seat. And then we've got the dog trapped. It works strong for dog. About 2 seconds.
Little yeah. does she know that dog is a maniac and just tears through the seats. Right.
He comes up. And this is another like scene out of Aliens where like yeah. the dog comes up through the seats. Yeah. And then I'm trying to think.
It was good. These intense scenes were really well done.
Yeah.
And then she just gets out of the car and closes the door.
This is where he grabs her.
And yeah, that's and when she gets back. Out of the car, he shows up. Because at that point, he's had right. enough time to...
This
to...
is probably all before the Baster scene.
No. This was after the yeah. Baster scene.
This is after.
Okay.
Yeah, because yeah. this is the lead up. You know, Stephen Lang shows up, knocks her out.
Right.
And drags her back.
Right.
To yeah. the
but then she gets out again.
But it's not because... it's not leading up to the Baster scene. It's no, just no, leading
this
up
is after
to
the Baster scene. Yeah. Okay. This is basically leading up to the exact moment the movie started.
Right.
And then they get in the house.
Right.
He brings her back into the house.
And he wants
and
to
then
kill
the magical
her, right?
ladybug flies on her.
Right.
And then she looks past ladybug.
Right.
To you know, the alarm.
And he's about to lock the door again.
Oh!
To the alarm.
So he's got his back turned towards her. And
right,
she looks
right,
over.
Right.
And there's the friend, you know, that she feels she's sorry.
Right.
She says sorry to the dead guy.
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
really dead this time.
Yeah. He's not moving.
He's like died three times, but this time it's real. And then she sees the remote.
That's right.
And so
she's like trying to click
trying
the remote.
To set that thing off.
Yeah. And then finally
sets
she
off the alarm.
She sets off the alarm.
And it's loud.
And
that's his only sense. I mean, he can't see, so we
yeah,
take
so
away
she basically
sound.
Blinded
she
him.
She
yeah.
beats
yeah.
the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And then she bolts.
Well, then
she can hear the cops.
The alarm goes off.
Right.
And there's a creak.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Right. She's right behind
him.
And you think, and he's got the gun. And you think he's going to shoot her.
It clicks.
But yeah.
Yeah. So then she beats the bejesus out of him.
And he goes, falls.
It falls. And then she runs because she knows the cops are on the way.
Yeah. And you hear sirens at this point. Yeah.
And at this point, I'm like, did you see him dead?
Yeah.
Like, where's
right,
the dead
right,
body?
Right. Where's the
he
dead
falls
body?
Down the hole of the basement, right?
Or yeah. He locks far.
And
well,
I'm like,
she puts him in the basement and then
and
there's
you
like
see
blood.
You
like
do
blood
see
blood
actually
leaking
yeah,
out.
You
he's bleeding. But I'm like,
yeah.
Show me him dead.
Right.
Everybody knows. Even though it's not a horror movie.
We flash forward a little bit and her and the daughter at an airport.
Train station.
Was it a train station?
Because
yeah. mm-hmm. You know what? I think if she was in an airport, they would have checked her bags and having $1 million
oh,
in bags. Because
no,
I thought,
yeah.
I'm like, how would
okay,
they get
yeah, I was like, no, why wouldn't you fly?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. But,
I guess
but they
sense.
Check your bags for a train station.
You know
they don't check them.
Because out of Detroit, I don't know if there's a straight direct flight.
That's also probably
I would
true.
Want to get a direct flight. I wouldn't want to be connecting to, you know, I don't want yeah. to be flying down to Austin.
But they'd scan those bags with $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my thought. So they took
okay.
the train.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And they're watching the
train
TV
station.
Report.
And they tell it like, you know, two burglars broke in, tried to steal the money. And
no mention of her.
No
so
mention
she's
of,
like,
yeah.
okay.
But he survived.
And he's expected
yeah.
to make a full recovery.
Oh, there. Just yeah. in time for the sequel.
Right.
Yeah. But he hasn't reported anything missing.
He's not reported anything missing. So. And of course, the girl in question was gone. The
yeah.
Cindy was
yeah,
she,
he
buried in
took
the floor.
Care of that. So, yeah. like, all that it looks like is a robbery and two...
And it's weird, like, the way they faded out mm-hmm. is like them walking into a crowd and I half expected him to be like
yeah.
somewhere behind them
yeah
like
yeah.
following them
yeah, yeah. And
but
I think if they're smart they just leave this movie
I would
done.
Not make a second
please,
one
please
there's no way that they I mean if they do they basically undermine this movie
yeah.
because
yeah.
he isn't the guy who's gonna go the blind you know
Liam Neeson
who's gonna go after
he's not
them.
Gonna how is he gonna
good
go out
yeah.
yeah
yeah
he's gonna
like,
run
they're,
around
they're
is he gonna run
they're
around?
Gonna
John McCainum
yeah
John McClain
yeah he's gonna
John
McClain is he gonna run around Venice Beach
yeah because what made
sniff
the,
her out
what made the first Die Hard so fun was that he wasn't a superhero
right
by the time you get to that third fourth fifth movie he's a superhero
yeah
it's ridiculous
actually I think you can get to 1, 2, and 3
yeah
and he's still the everyman 4 and 5
it's just
but 4 is okay. I remember when you thought that 5 was 4
I got this mixed up
and you watched 5 again for some reason I'm
like
oh Oh, Mike.
Yeah, even in 4, yeah. he's still like
he's a superhero,
no.
but it's still at least
no. But
it was
fun.
It was at least kind of fun.
It's a fun action
yeah.
movie,
yeah.
but
and
like
then 5 is awful.
Yeah, 5 was.
Wait
just
till 6, and it's the prequel.
Yeah, 5 was just a cash grab.
So. I'm on vacation.
Yeah,
never forget that, man. I was
jail.
So mad after the screening. I talked to Tom. I'm like, he is not on vacation. There is no way that he ever. No,
you go to jail.
Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, this and then that's how it ends. And I think this guy,
yeah.
Fede Alvarez, who's done. I mean, we talk about Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder started his career with a reboot, a remake. So did Fede Alvarez. And it seems like...
And this is an original...
This is an original thing. Zack Snyder didn't do anything original. Well, 300 and don't really count as original.
It's not original at all.
Sucker Punch was... Or is it
original?
Sucker Punch, yeah.
So, and, you know, I've said before, I know that he did a... He was on a podcast, and he said that he had been in talks with Marvel about something. I have to believe that was Doctor Strange. I don't think there's any other property that he could touch that would make sense. He was in
Micronauts.
Talks... That's not a Marvel property.
Oh, Micronauts isn't Marvel?
Well, it's a Marvel comic.
It's a Marvel comic, but it was a Hasbro.
It was the license.
It's just like ROM.
But I thought, aren't they making a movie? I thought Micronauts is...
It could be. I mean,
we'll see. Anyway.
But you say it's not a Marvel movie. It was not a Marvel film.
Licensed. Yeah. It was like Transformers.
I mean,
like
Raiders of the Lost Ark was a Marvel comic, but it's not a Marvel property.
Star Wars.
Although I guess now it is.
So is St. Francis of Assisi. Yeah, that was a Marvel comic.
Or Pope John Paul II.
I'm just trying to think of something obscure they might stick him on.
Man Thing.
Kiss Comics. Yeah. What into
like, that's, you know.
That's
like,
DC, though, isn't it?
Swamp Thing is DC.
Swamp Thing.
Man Thing
is Marvel.
Is Marvel.
Okay.
It's the exact same character.
Yeah.
Oh, like every other Marvel versus DC character?
Yeah. Plastic Man, Elongated Man, Mr.
Those are
Fantastic.
Both in the same one, though.
I know. Mr. Fantastic. There was four stretchy guys, and I can't remember Marvel's
Stretch
second
Armstrong.
One. No. Well, but there was Plastic and Elongated or DC.
Yeah.
And then there's
Mr. Fantastic
and there's one more stretchy guy in the Marvel universe. I can't remember his name.
Huh. Wade Wilson, Slade Wilson.
Yeah. Oh my god.
In all fairness,
Wilson Slade. Phillips
Slade showed up first.
True.
Just hold on for one more day.
Wow. All right.
Here's your music.
There's your outro.
Yeah,
song.
I think this was it's It is, as a horror fan...
Oh, and Ronda Rousey isn't going to fight at the next UFC.
She's not. That wasn't going
to
happen.
I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up, but whatever. It's as a horror fan, we're in a really good renaissance of original ideas.
I'm impressed. Yeah. It's like the original ideas. I mean, aside from like Hell or High Water, awesome, right? But horror is like film after film. Uh-huh. We're seeing these original ideas, and they've got the right idea. People are spending their money to see these movies that are intriguing, they've never seen before, and it's like, that's what we need in film.
Because the business model is less
changing?
Risk.
Yeah. Sure. Oh,
it's
yeah.
less risk.
Absolutely. Like, $7 million. $7 million for this.
You can't make a $100 million movie or $150 million movie and you want to know that there's some sort of built-in audience for it.
You know, stop making $150 million movies. That's the problem. And Steven Spielberg said this.
I don't have a problem.
Like, the bubble's going to burst. You can't keep making this many movies.
And I think that's what I was saying earlier. Like, if China really wanted to screw over Hollywood, if they just
We're
said,
done.
You can't release any American movies here for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That would burst the bubble
200,
right there.
$300 million for some movies.
You'd get a Captain America movie that costs $60 million.
Yeah.
I mean,
you absolutely will.
You mean a Steve Rogers movie?
Yeah.
Hey, it worked for Iron Man 3.
That's true.
Yeah.
He could be Nomad.
Right.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about this that Freddy Alvarez did is that he basically, this is so plotted out.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and he was smart. He contained it. He said, I've got a blind guy and I've got a crew. And it's in a house.
Right.
And he made sure, like, all everything connected backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
It was very... There was a lot of thought put into it, which was...
Yeah, and it's almost Hitchcockian in the sense of, like everything, like, was... Like, you could reverse engineer it. You could play it forward. How does it work? You could play
if
it backwards.
They would have let Hitchcock use sperm as a weapon. He did not.
Oh, he would have.
He would have. Like, I'm not being facetious
about it.
Yeah. He absolutely would have. That dude was a perv.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie with... who was it? It was Helen Mirren and
I forget, but I
Anthony that
Hopkins.
Was great.
Yeah,
that was a good little movie.
He was a weird dude.
Yeah.
He was a weird dude.
Yeah.
So Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
So there's a movie that came out in why am I drawing? I think it was 2009, and it was a movie called The Collector.
Oh, with Keanu Reeves.
No.
This
is
a
movie. Yeah, this is a movie called The Collector. It's about basically the reverse. This is about a serial killer who kills entire families, but he always keeps one as bait to catch his next set of victims. And what the story revolves around a guy whose wife and daughter. His wife is in debt to some loan sharks, and he's a handyman. And he is working on this new house for this family. The husband is a jeweler, and he has some like raw, uncut gem of some sort in the safe. So this guy's got to go to the house when they go away on a trip to steal the gem to give it to the loan sharks. When he gets there, the family is not gone. They are tied up in the basement because the serial killer has come and captured them. And then, and this is where it gets dumb. The guy, because they're already captured, except for there's a little girl, but she's running around loose in the house. And he doesn't know, the guy doesn't know where she is. And the handyman, who's connected with the little girl, and he has a little girl of his own, is trying to find the little girl. But there's a series of this sort of Rube Goldberg-esque traps,
right?
All over, Home Alone,
all over the Home Alone.
But they you're next it,
and this is a pure gross. This is the opposite of this movie. It's not smart. It's dumb. It's gross. And it's like, I mean, I'm not recommending it. But,
I'm just letting you know it's out there.
But I'm already on a roll. So it is just like the opposite. It's just really, you know, everything is set up to pay off the gross out,
right?
So anyway, it's about how the guy is trying to save the family, or at least save the girl, and get away from the collector. And it's a very similar in tone to this. But if you really want to do a sweet double feature, do 10 Cloverfield Lane and this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of crossovers there.
Like that. Like those two movies make a really intense evening.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking nice in Room too.
Yeah.
Room.
If you want the
really
art house version
if
of
you
it.
Wanna, yeah.
Oh wait, I was thinking of The Room.
Yeah, no Room.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. I was like, yeah, you could have some.
I guess it kind
of
fits, but that's,
no Room is awesome.
You could have
about
some truffle
being
on
held,
your popcorn.
Help, yeah, people being held captive and trying to escape. Like, man, that movie was so freaking good.
Yeah.
And that was Miss Marvel, right?
Allison Brie.
Good.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. Yeah. Allison Brie was on Community.
Wait,
we are talking about the same.
It's called Room.
With the little boy?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Room.
Oh, okay,
Room.
That's what I was referring to. Okay, I thought you were talking about the Tommy whatever.
No, not, that's The Room, right?
Okay, yeah, I got that's spun The Room. I was never mind. I was right the first time.
But that's,
I was
thinking about that's the same a movie. Tense movie where they're trying to set up escapes.
Absolutely.
And there's
that's
a guy
what I meant when I said if you want the art house version.
Yeah.
So a triple feature.
There you go. Basically all those... But the collector.
Oh.
Yeah.
All
those, except the one Dan brought up.
Yeah. But I watched it last night, damn it. And I'm going to talk about it.
There's a sequel called The Collection.
I know, The Collection, and I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not either. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS 21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can find us at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or just on our good old fashioned website like they had back in the 80s.
Yeah.
when
the World Wide Web hit.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe because of the subject matter in this movie, we should go with our secondary website address.
DirtyPirateHookers.com. So, or RealSpoilers.com. Either one of those two places. So, I don't know what the movie is next week. We'll have to look and see. It's getting kind of sparse as summer winds down. So
maybe the old...
That's 2 weeks in a row, though.
Yeah.
Good movie.
That is true.
Two good movie. Two really good flicks.
That is true.
Yeah, I think this is always kind of... I think this is... kind of, it can be the fun time.
Yeah, because
you discover stuff.
Yeah, there's less risk, so smaller movies, riskier movies come out, so it's going to go one or two ways.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So that's it for this episode. Until next time, Susie unplugs the refrigerator.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.